and faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
I'm
reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all.
Yes, I rejoice today.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador. For servant of, to and for the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, truth, freedom, justice, and equality through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. We are dealing with Booker T. Coleman, Gabrielle Oyibo, the Shabaka Stone, and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, along with the book Stolen Legacy by George G. M. James, and particularly beginning at page 139. We are going into the science of the universe. You will, if you are religious, you will hear Bible, or you will hear Quran, or you will hear Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster. If you are scientific, you will hear Albert Einstein. You will hear Sir Isaac Newton, Da Vinci. You will hear quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, so on and so forth. This is all from the ancient African ancestors. And I am so thankful to the African Hebrew ancestors for keeping this knowledge alive. And we have it in Old Testament, ancient African Hebrew. And you also have it in New Testament, European Greek. So we want to look at this science of the universe. And we want to also look into the construct of our minds and our physical structure. Because all of the realities in the scientific universe, all of these principles that we are going to attempt to learn and understand, we may find these principles within our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure. All right, so we have this ancient primordial, which means original order, primeval, which means original age, this original reality of the universe, nothing happening, nothing going on, no creation, just original hydrogen, primordial, primeval, watery, waters of noon. We have potential for energy. Watch these scientific concepts. We have potential for energy. We have potential for actions. We have potential for attributes and characteristics. This is all potential, but the energy is at rest. Potential for energy, but water not moving, no waves, darkness, original order, original age, water at rest, potential for energy, but that potential is not realized yet. That energy is at rest. Do they not tell us that, let me see if I can say it, that when an object is at rest, as long as that object is at rest, then that object will remain at rest. But when that object now goes into motion, then that object in motion will tend to stay in motion, because now you have energy in motion, emoting and causing motion and movement. And you have another concept, I believe they call it critical mass. How much energy must be amassed for that object that was not in motion to now get into motion and remain in motion? All of this coming from the ancient African teaching of the original primordial, primeval waters of the universe, hydrogen, waters of noon, energy at rest. Now, we see that we're going to get into energy in motion. We're going to now begin to understand that there are waves on the water. And noon is depicted in hieroglyphics, Meduneter, ancient holy script, holy writing of the ancient Africans, as two N's. Your letter N comes from this hieroglyph, Meduneter, holy ancient writing. If you take an N and elongate the N, you will get a water wave. Put another elongated N under the first N, and you have a double elongated N representing the water waves. And so we have these ancient concepts in our very alphabet. So what we have next, when it comes to energy in motion, the ancient Africans taught watery waves now. The water is not at rest. There's energy in the water. Waves, energy. Out of this water comes an a mound of earth, a mound of earth. So we have energy in motion. We have watery waves. Up out of the watery waves comes a mound of earth. Brother Booker T talks about a book written by this brother Oyibo on turbulence. So Brother Booker T is equating this concept of energy in motion as turbulence, and apparently Brother Oyibo has given the mathematic equation to the idea from the ancient Africans of energy in motion and turbulence. See, we're now going to get into the concept of bringing order out of chaos. At this time, energy now in motion, watery waves, mound coming, that is from the earth, or earth forming in a mound out of this water. We have turbulence, we have energy in motion, we have watery waves, we have chaos. And so, sisters and brothers, think in your mind. You have an idea, or maybe you have several ideas, but now your mind has to put in order this chaos occurring in the mind about this particular idea. Maybe this idea has multiple parts to it, and these multiple parts seem to be creating chaos in the mind. We don't know where is the beginning of the idea. Where is the ending of the idea? Where is the middle? What will allow us to bring this idea into manifestation, total reality? So we have chaos. And so at this point, we have the naming of the mound by the ancient Africans as Ptah. I hope that we can see how these ancient African teachings are the impetus behind all religious teaching and scientific teaching, but the ancient Africans taught all of this as one teaching. So we have the god Ptah. Now Ptah is masculine, and we're going to get into masculine and feminine, but Ptah is masculine, but Ptah works also on a feminine polarity as well. Ptah represents the power of the mind, M-I-N-D, the power of your mind. Look at your babies, look at the youth, look at the children and the power of their minds. Look at how they are able to grasp scientific knowledge, grasp computers and cell phones, and are able to work computer games, able to work cell phones, able to work computers at 3 and 2 and 4 and 5. Look at how articulate these babies are. Were we that articulate at that age? No, we were not. I wasn't. No problem admitting the truth on my account. I was not as articulate as these babies and these youth. The power of the mind at that age in this time is the power that we need to tap into to encourage these babies and youth to develop the mind so that they will be prepared to run the earth and the universe by the power of the Almighty within them. Because all of this power in the universe is the same power, the same scientific reality and power that is alive within all of us, and alive particularly within the babies and the youth. Ptah represents the power of the mind and the reality that we are now going to bring order to the chaos. We're going to bring order to the chaos. So out of Ptah rises the sun, S-U-N. called Ra at one time, called Atum, A-T-U-M, by the ancient Africans, that we can say is the fire of the universe, represented by that ball of fire, ball of hydrogen, called the S-U-N, sun. Now, Atum, this is so interesting, Atum rises up out of the mind of Ptah. Now, Ptah is giving birth, and the birth reality is masculine and feminine. Think of an idea. An idea in your mind is like an egg in the womb of the female, the sacred feminine. But if there is no energy, see how that energy, if there is no energy that comes into the womb of the female, the sacred feminine, if there is no energy and no emission of the seed and germ of life called sperm, if there is not a man, a male, to give energy, to put energy in that womb, then that egg is naturally aborted by the flushing of that egg out of the womb, by the blood, the menstrual cycle. It's the same with an idea in the mind. An idea is like that egg, sacred feminine working in the mind. Then you have energy. There's energy that must give life to that idea. That's the mind on sacred masculine. And then that idea germinates. And that idea, like an egg, goes through all the embryonic stages. And then finally, after all the plans have come together, you give birth to an idea, the mind, as Ptah. But the mind working on sacred masculine and sacred feminine. So in this next stage, we've gone through water at rest, potential energy. We've gone through the energy now, the watery waves, motion, and we've talked about turbulence, chaotic energy, and we talked about the power of the mind, and now we're going to give order to this chaotic, turbulent type energy. So for this stage, we have, once again, the rise of Atum. The ancient Africans called this phase the phase of Atum. Atum is called the Atum, A-T-O-M, by the scientists. In scripture, Atum is Adam, masculine, feminine, because the human being operates on same reality. Atum, fire, hydrogen, Ra, the sun, rises up out of Ptah, separates himself from Ptah, but remains attached to Ptah. It's like children. You have children, you have them, and they remain attached to you. Identity rising, identity of the children coming into fruition. But that child remains attached to you in totality. But then at a certain point, that child growing up must separate from you, have that child must have their own identity, his or her own identity. But that child remains attached to you because you are the root. And so we have Atum. Disconnecting, but connecting, rising up out of the mind of Ptah, separating, but remaining connected. And what we have here is the rise of awareness, the rise of consciousness. It is this awareness and this consciousness of Atum that will put in order the creation. We will now begin to go into putting into order this chaotic, turbulent energy of creation. Once again, your children, they first seem not to have their own identity. But then you see that child moving from baby to young child to adolescence. They begin to have their own identity, their own consciousness, their own awareness, but they yet remain connected to you because you are the root and you are the one, father and mother, from whom the child came from. So there's a separation, but there is a connection. And that child begins to bring into order their own consciousness. This is Atum. Atum is now going to bring order to this turbulent, chaotic creation. And so Atum calls forth out of but yet remaining inside these waters of noon, Atum calls forth four gods and four goddesses. Four gods and four goddesses. And in the calling forth, yet inside the waters of noon, calling forth these gods and goddesses, Atum calls forth their names and their functions. Their names and their functions. Names in the ancient African mind also taught of the function of that one that was in possession of such name. What we are going to now go into are the concepts and reality of opposites. Opposites, that the universe operates on opposites, on polarities, such as masculine and principally masculine and feminine. The universe works on the polarity of masculine and feminine polarity, masculine and feminine coming together to give birth to life. We're going to go into the realities of the sacred and the divine, the reality of energy, time, and space. Now, you that are familiar with Marx and familiar with, is it Hegel? And familiar, let's see, Marx, Hegel, and I forget the third fella. But my sisters and brothers who are communist and socialist, you are versed in the idea of dialectics. Let me see this definition of dialectics in my electronic dictionary, and we are going to prove that this principle of dialectics is African, because we are already going into the opposites of sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity working together. And in the concepts of energy and time and space, you have the reality of the sacred masculine operating with its opposite sacred feminine. Now, dialectics, the discussion and reasoning by dialogue as a method of intellectual investigation. Well, see, the African ancestors are dialoguing, talking to each other, studying the universe scientifically, having discussion, having reasoning, going through scientific study, understanding scientific reality of the universe so that they, the ancient Africans, may build civilization based on the original reality of the universe. Further in this definition, the Socratic technique of exposing false beliefs and eliciting truth. See, they give the credit to Socrates, but this is African. The Africans are going into the universe scientifically, investigating the universe, and so that they and we may get rid of and destroy false beliefs, because we cannot have false belief as we build civilization. Civilization must be built on truth, justice, and righteousness, the original foundational principles of the universe. Oh, I got to go back. Dialectics. Dialectics. All right, here we go. The Platonic investigation of the eternal ideas. All of the ideas that we are going into, energy, time, space, masculine and feminine polarity. These are eternal ideas. This definition of dialectic is African, but who gives Africa the credit? The next definition here, the logic of fallacy. The logic of fallacy, the system that we live under, is a system based on a logic that is fallacy and fictitious. Only because we have gone into the African knowledge. And see, all your civilizations have drawn from this African knowledge, but because these civilizations in these days and times, and the civilization that we live under today, is fictitious and is based on a logic of fallacy, meaning it is lies. Lies underpin this system. Everything that these that control today's system do is based on lies and hiding things and doing wicked and evil things and hiding and fallacy and fictitious. So when we understand dialectics, we are able to go into what is going on today and know that all warfare and bloodshed in these days and times are created based on lies, a logic of fallacy, that which is fictitious. This is dialectics. The Hegelian process of change, in which a concept or its realization passes over and is preserved and fulfilled by its opposite. We are going to go into the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine in detail. And if you just look at the seed of life, the germ of life called sperm, begins with the sacred masculine and goes over into and is preserved and fulfilled by its opposite, the sacred divine feminine, and comes into manifestation. This is African teaching. Further definition, the critical investigation of this process. And then I wanted to hit, the development. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.